Many years ago, Janet, and I'll just set it up this way. I started doing a teen rock show on a radio station here locally. Actually, I had to drive to Roanoke to do the show for the first year and a half. It was a Saturday night show called Livewire. And on our first night, we had a guy named Keith Farmer. And he was starting a straight street in Roanoke. And he was then doing it at the YMCA. And I pulled him in for a live interview. And things were hopping and popping that night in Roanoke. And they've been hopping and popping ever since with Keith Farmer. And the way that Straight Street has grown over the years with so many facets of that ministry reaching at-risk youth. And one of those outgrowths of this ministry is called Street Ransom. It's in Roanoke, Virginia, and it's National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. And on the phone, we're so delighted that we have Rebecca Marquez on the line. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we love what Keith is doing over there, and all those sprouts that have come out of that original planting of the seed of Straight Street. Tell us a little bit about Street Ransom. How long you guys have been doing what you're doing, and give us a brief description. You know, we just said National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Just give us a cliff note version, and then we're going to ask you some questions.
Sure. So, like you said, Street Ransom started as a ministry of Great Street here in Roanoke. In 2014, we officially became a ministry. We're not our own 501c3 nonprofit. We're still under the umbrella of Straight Street. And basically, we began because we were educated about the issue of human trafficking and realized how huge of a problem this was. And more than that, the need for services to survivors and to victims, and specifically for girls who are under 18 years old. Right now, there's no place for them to go in the state of Virginia once they're recovered from sex trafficking. They're either sent out of state or placed in juvenile detention centers or sent to shelters that are truly just not adequately equipped to address the complex trauma that they've been through. And so Street Ransom started to really meet that need. Our mission statement is to empower the lives of those vulnerable to and affected by sexual exploitation.
You know,
we do that through... Oh, go ahead.
No, I said it amazes me. People want to talk about slavery like it's something out of the past. It's not. This is slavery. This is what this is.
Yeah, you're so right. It is truly a more modern slavery that we're seeing not only in other countries, but also right here in the United States. We've seen it in every single state and every single year that we've researched it.
One of the things that amazed me, and Mark, I think you and I talked about this, is I had no idea how close we were to a thoroughfare mm-hmm. for human trafficking that is Interstate 81.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize how much of this we saw in Virginia.
Yeah. Rebecca, let's just say when a typical, and I know these aren't typical, these are really tragic stories, but when you get a girl in, what happens in that first 24 hours to try to reassure her, we're going to help you? Just kind of give us what that looks like in that first 24 hours.
Right. So we talk a lot about how we are not the ones, you know, rescuing these girls. We really partner very closely with local, state, and federal law enforcement who are doing these recoveries. And we don't know when we'll see them in the process of their healing journey. Up until this point, Street Ransom has been focused on bringing awareness and educating the community and doing these trainings and prevention education for youth. And then also reaching victims and survivors through our wraparound services throughout the community and also throughout the state of Virginia. And so what that's looked like up to this point is preparing these bags for girls and women and sometimes even boys who have been trafficked with basic supplies that they might need, care items like gift cards to fast food restaurants, some personal hygiene items, some new clothing. I'm excited to actually announce that we will be opening the only safe home specifically for minors who have been recovered from sex trafficking here in Virginia this year. So we will be kind of the first place that they come to once they're recovered. And ours is just a short-term program where we're really going to be focusing on that initial first few steps of the recovery and healing journey and just stabilization of helping them to sleep during the night again and be awake during the day, of having a healthy diet giving them back choices in their life of picking out what they want to wear instead of being told what they need to wear. So it's really the simple things that we take for granted. And something I always come back to is that the ones that we work with at our safe home are our kids. We'll be serving girls 11 to 17 years old. And just the fact that there's a need for that is still shocking to me.
It is shocking for sure. Now, this home is going to be in Roanoke?
Yes. Yeah. The specific location is undisclosed to the public just for safety reasons, but it is here in the Roanoke Valley.
So some of the numbers that we're seeing in 2019 alone, the human trafficking hotline confirmed 11,500 cases. 189 of those were right here in Virginia.
Yeah, that's true. That's correct.
So as a mom, you know, one of the things that I want to make sure that we're sharing with people is, you know, don't think this can't happen to you and your family. This isn't just in urban areas. This happens in rural areas as well. And there are some warning signs you need to look out for as a parent. Can you go over some of those for us?
Absolutely. I think it's important to realize that trafficking doesn't often look like what we see in movies and TV shows where someone's just abducted and taken away and sold into another country. But instead, usually the trafficker knows the victim long before they ever exploit them. And they usually go through a grooming process with them where they build trust. And they start filling these needs that they have before they ever introduce abuse into the relationship. Mm-hmm. So some simple signs that you can be looking out for. One is if your child starts drawing away from you and you see a major shift in their behavior or even their appearance. If they start hanging out with a different group of friends or they have a older significant partner, whether it's a girlfriend or a boyfriend. If their attendance in school begins to drop or how they're doing academically is just, you know, not normal with the past. They're spending more time online and being secretive on their phones. These are just some common signs you can be looking out for. And obviously, if you see some of these signs, it doesn't mean 100% that they're being trafficked, but there's some some indicators to look for to start a conversation with your child.
And that maybe you need to be more on alert. One of the other ways that they'll draw some of these kids in is they'll have like online searches for looking for models or actors. They're going to help them in those ways. So that's one of the things that I noticed on your site as well. And if they suddenly have new stuff, or maybe they seem to have more money available, that can be a sign as well.
Definitely. Yeah. And especially cell phones. If they randomly have more than one cell phone, or they are wearing new clothes that you didn't buy them, definitely that's the time to start asking some questions and seeing what's going on in their lives.
Well, one of the things that I love that your organization does is you not only provide the resources for those who are being trafficked, but you also partner with other folks to talk about how to have these conversations with your children to make sure that they are protected, that your child is even aware. Children can be pretty naive sometimes. So you give them a lot of tools for that. We're going to link to your site so that people will have availability for that. If people feel passionate about what it is you're doing, what's the best way for them to find out more about you and your organization?
That's a great question. Yeah, they can go online to our website, which is www.streetransom.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram as well. Street Ransom is our handle. And then if someone thinks that they have identified a victim of human trafficking, whether it's sex trafficking or labor trafficking, you can always call the National Human Trafficking Hotline for more information or to report a tip. And that number is 1-888-373-7888.
We're also linking them to our Facebook page, Mark. So if you are friends with us on the Morning Jam on VTRN, you'll be able to see that as well. Thank you so much for the wonderful work you're doing in Roanoke and for the Commonwealth as a whole. We really appreciate you and hope that if there's anything we can do for you in the future, that you'll reach out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
And tell Keith we said hi as well, Rebecca. God bless you.
Absolutely. God bless you.
Street Ransom. Good stuff.
Yeah,
they are doing some really good things. Not fun topics to talk about.
No, it's not, but it needs to be talked about.
It does.
Do you know one of the biggest spikes for human trafficking is Super Bowl weekend?
Really?
Yeah.
Now, why is that, do they think?
I can only imagine. Now, it probably won't happen this year like it has in the past because of COVID, but people come in from all over the world. And I hate to think...
For the Super Bowl?
For the Super Bowl and high rollers. I mean, think of Epstein and those type of guys, you know, successful.
Yeah.
And it just, it makes me sick to my stomach.
Right.
That those two things are associated together.
You know, it's interesting because my daughter and I went to Mexico together. Mm-hmm. And I was on high alert the entire time.
Oh, I can imagine.
I was in mom mode the entire time.
Mom bear mode.
I was. And it was like, you know, you don't drink anything anybody gives you. I don't care if it's a man or a woman or, you know. So you have a tendency in certain areas to be on high alert.
Sure.
But when you're home, especially if you live in a more rural area, you know, you don't think about those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But as parents, I think it's important that we at least have that knowledge. This link that we've put on our Facebook page is going to be a really good link for parents, grandparents to read and be aware of.
Yeah. So. And if you have the means, help these kinds of organizations out because they are funded by donations. That's how they...
That's how they survive.
That's how they make it.
And they're doing some really good work.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.